Love wants to be like the one it loves. And that's the enfleshment of our God, the incarnation. When our God became one of us, and he stays one of us for all eternity, that's what boggles my mind. When he came into this world to accomplish the redemption through his death and resurrection, we believe he took the body back that he'd been crucified with, an extended body that had quantity, that could eat fish and leave bones, as he did after the resurrection. A body that Thomas could take his finger and put it right into the hand of the risen Lord, and take his whole hand and put it into the side of the risen Lord. That's what we believe about resurrection. And this is the body they took into heaven. And this must be a horrible scandal to the Jews and the Muslims. They would think that's absolute blasphemy for our God to become man and take on the human condition. That's the heart of our holy faith. We believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Love wants to suffer for the one it loves. And that's the redemption, the crucifixion. Love wants to be close to the one it loves. That's the Holy Eucharist. Love wants to be united with the one it loves. And that's Holy Communion. And love wants to rejoice with the one it loves. And that's paradise that awaits all of us who persevere in God's love. So each one of these is a special tract in dogmatic theology, what they call systematic theology, starting with creation down to paradise. And that is the devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, the love of Christ for each one of us. You see, he came into this world to die and to rise. That was his goal. And if you look at the statue of the Sacred Heart, and that heart's exposed. It's pierced, it's bleeding, it's topped with thorns, and has a cross on top of it. All symbols of suffering, love. That's Good Friday. But look into the face of the Sacred Heart. There's no suffering there at all. That's the risen Lord, as he was on Easter Sunday. So when you combine Good Friday with Easter Sunday, we call that the Paschal Mystery. And that's the heart of our faith. And that's what the Mass is too. The representation of that all over again under the forms of bread and wine. I don't know if you know the story of the Iroquois Indians. After they had killed St. Isaac Jogues and John de Brebeuf and their companions, the Jesuit martyrs of North America, when they captured them, these Indians took their hearts out. And they cut their hearts up and sliced them up and diced them up and divvied them up, one part of the heart to each brave in the tribe, thinking that by eating the hearts of these men, they would get the same kind of courage that they displayed before they were killed. And that's what they did. And our God has provided for that too in the Holy Eucharist. He who eats my flesh, drinks my blood, has everlasting life. And I will raise him up on the last day. Yes, the resurrection is pledged for from the Holy Eucharist. What a beautiful faith we have. How blessed we are.